presentation of The Jonah Code.
Here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is our good friend Dr. Dennis Cuddy, who is taught at the university level, testified before Congress, certainly worked with the Department of Education during the Reagan years, but he's a prolific writer and has written some of the best books we know. In fact, we hope many of you will be able to help us get his book, Secret Records Revealed, back in print, and we're offering, of course, a complete case of that book for $149.95, if you'd like to get a case of Dr. Cuddy's books at pre-publication price. We'll make those available to you. We're trying to get the support from people so we can do that printing. But this morning, Dr. Cuddy is going to be talking about his most recent article on News with Views. And if you don't have his articles, you can go to newswithviews.com. There's a special column there, and you can pull them all down. And he's written a series on mental health screening and on many other subjects. But his research is impeccable and certainly one of the great sources of my information, always a help to me when I read what he's written. Dr. Cuddy, thank you so very much for being with us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
So what's our topic for this morning?
Well, the latest article I have up is part one of a series. It's Religion and World Government. And there's been a lot of talk on various subjects, the purpose-driven church and so on. And what I try to do is say to your listeners, it's okay to look at things at face values. If you look at things like the Middle East conflict and you say, well, there's the, you know, Hamas and Hezbollah against the Israelis and so on, that's fine. You look at it that way. But I would encourage you to not look at it just in those terms. I would encourage your listeners to look at the why things are happening. Who's behind it? Is there some sort of movement here that's deliberate? It's sort of like rock music of the 60s. It didn't just come about by accident. It goes back, you know, 20, 30 years, Theodore Adorno, a planned conditioning of the population, and so on. And so what I would encourage your listeners to do is, whether you're looking at the Middle East conflict or Iraq, or in this case, religion and world government or purpose-driven church or whatever it is, look at it like this. If there is a power elite which has a plan for many, many years to basically control people and move us towards a world government, probably a world socialist government, how would whatever you're looking at, whether it's what's going on in your church or the Middle East, Iraq, what would the economy, whatever it is, how would that fit into their plan? That's what I want to make a point of that. So I try and look at it in, you know, through those lenses, in addition to just, you know, the face value, here's what's going on, and, you know, there's a problem with this, and so forth. Look at it in terms of, if there is this paralyte, how does this fit into their plan? Because chances are really good that they're behind it for a long, long time. And so with that as a background, I start this off, this column, by indicating that the attitude of religion support for world government, or the use of religion to move us towards a world government, has been around for a long, long time. And the first example I give, I'm sure it's not the first in history, but the first example I give is from the American Baha'i publication World Order. This is back in October of 47, where it's talking about its founder, Baha'u'llah, spoke of a United Nations of the world as early as 1860. And he also, at the time, called for a world religion, a world government, world police force, world language, world currency, pretty much what we're, you know, facing today. So there's that particular religion and its religious leader for a long time ago, but I don't want to just stay too far in the past. I then quickly move up to the 20th century, and one of the first books that your listeners will find with the title The New World Order was actually by published by the American Baptist Publication Society in 1919 by Samuel Zane Batten. in which he declared, and I'm going to read this quote because I want your listeners to pay attention to the words. The old order passes. This is a quote. The old order passes from view. The new world rises upon our vision. All right? Remember these words, vision. We have vindicated the right of social control. Now, that's an important term. We'll come back to it. Social control. There must be developed a national spirit of service. All right? Service. The service ethic. Society must break the stranglehold of capitalism. Hey, there, we're going to do away with capitalism. The natural resources of the nation must be socialized. The state must socialize every group. Men must learn to have world patriotism. World patriotism must be a faith. There is no more justice for the claim of absolute sovereignty on the part of a nation than on the part of an individual. The only alternative is world federation, with a world parliament, an international court, an international police force. Men must have an international mind before there can be a world federation. They must see and affirm above the nation is humanity. Internationalism must first be a religion before it can be a reality and a system. End quote. Now that quote is full of things which today we recognize. You know, here's socialism, world patriotism. We hear talk about that. We need, you know, become world citizens. Absolute sovereignty is bad. We need a world federation. That's a pre-runner of the World Federalist Movement. International police force. We've seen that in some UN documents. The international mindset, you got to change people's thinking. Above the nation is humanity. You know, that's like Auguste Comte, who was one of the designers of socialism in the 1800s. And internationalism must first be a religion. That's a curious thing, a religion, a faith. But this shows how it's setting the groundwork for what is to come. And so I was curious when I read this a long time ago. You know, he's got all these terms in here that are just full of meaning, and so I was interested as to where it came from. And so what you find is that this fellow was a prominent official of the Northern Baptist Convention. You know, he wasn't just some flake. The Baptist World Alliance, the World Brotherhood Federation, and a founder of something called the Brotherhood of the Kingdom. And that was a long time ago, 1892, along with Walter Rauschenbusch. Now, this fellow is important because Rauschenbusch was a Fabian socialist. And they had come about because after Karl Marx's death, there was an interest in not having these bloody revolutions, but something rather, you know, sneaky, and Fabian means sneaky, slow-moving, founded in the 1880s. And we'll be right after the break.
We'll be back in just a moment with Dr. Dennis Petty as we explore how they're using religion to change the world.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
Pure drinking water is essential to a healthy life, and everyone using the British Birkfield and Berkey series of water filters will benefit by adding the PF4 reduction elements to their system. The PF4 works to help absorb MTBE, fluoride, lead, and arsenic, as well as DBCPs, THMs, and various pesticides and herbicides, and heavy metal ions. A set of four PF4 filters are available for only $85 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245.
Hi, this is Michael Golden.
And Danny Golden, back by request.
And Voice of Many Waters invites you to join us
for a special night of praise and worship
and prophetic dance
on Saturday night, October 28th at 7 p.m.
We'll be at 3J's Coffee House in Johnstown, Colorado.
For more information, call us at 303-654-9924
or 1-800-205-6245.
It will be a night of prayer and ministry.
So tell your friends and family, and
we'll see you there. Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116. If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Dr. Dennis Cuddy, and we're talking about how they have used religion to advance this cause of world government, and they know exactly what they're doing. I mean, it is the Christians who are the bedrock of the stability of our nation, and so they infiltrated our universities, our religious universities, and our seminaries for both Catholic and Protestants many years ago to indoctrinate our ministers to get us to go along with this ethereal view of this wonderful new world that's coming. So, with that as a background, we've been quoting from something written already back, in the early part of the 20th century. Pick up the story there, Dr. Cuddy.
Okay, Batten, along with Rauschenbusch, founded this Brotherhood of the Kingdom. It was an interdenominational thing, but Rauschenbusch was really a very prominent individual at the time. He was a Fabian socialist who had stated in 1893 that, quote, the only power that can make socialism succeed, if it's established, is religion. So here you have a little glimpse of what the purpose is. They were going to use religion to bring about socialism. And in Edgar Bundy's book, Collectivism in the Churches, in the 1950s, one finds regarding Rauschenbusch that, quote, socialism thus was his first concern. Religion was only a means toward achieving socialism. Now, don't forget that. Socialism's a goal, world socialist government. Rauschenbusch was known as the father of what was called the social gospel. This is back in the late 1800s. The social gospel was, yes, there is a gospel of Jesus Christ in the Bible. Yes, we need to pay attention to that. But the social gospel really meant social activism. You know, you should be concerned about feeding the poor, clothing the naked, and so on. Which is true. I mean, Jesus said, whenever you seen me naked and hungry and didn't clothe me, you did this unto the least of these brethren, you did this unto me. So they always have a basis from the gospel as to what's going on, but the idea was a fundamental shift away from what you would consider traditional biblical teaching about salvation and so on, to spending more of their time. See, time's a key aspect. Spend more of your time doing these social action programs and less about preaching, you know, hell and damnation and being saved and so forth. So anyway, he was known as the father of the social gospel. He taught at Rochester Theological Seminary. And why am I bringing that up? Because that was funded by the Rockefellers. They're a key player in all of this. The Rockefellers found a number of things. The General Education Board. They got this minister named Frederick Gates in the early 1900s, around 1902, to round up a list of charities they could contribute to for the Rockefeller Foundation. Gates would write something that we've referred to in the past on the program, The World of Work, where he said, the people, you know, we don't need any more lawyers and stuff like that. The people need to be made happy with where they are. He said, in our molding hands, we will, you know, create a certain amount of happiness through these people. And social control was the term that they would use. So in addition to that, the Rockefellers also funded the establishment of, in 1908, of what's called the Federal Council of Churches. This was co-founded by Rauschenbusch, who was a Baptist, and Harry Ward, who was a Methodist. Now, that's important. It's, you know, not just Baptist. I mean, we're going to get the Catholics, too, and so forth, but it's a cross-denominations thing here. And you'll find, if you look back at congressional testimony in July of 1953, one of the former top Communist Party officials, his name was Manning Johnson, he testified to the Committee on Un-American Activities that for many years Ward, this Harry Ward, who helped found the Federal Council of Churches, quote, has been the chief architect for communist infiltration and subversion in the religious field, end quote. And that would be seminaries, divinity schools, churches, religious organizations, and so on. And so what you find is that this Federal Council of Churches eventually became known as the National Council of Churches, which most of your listeners probably have run into. And they, of course, are part of the socialist-dominated World Council of Churches, the rather infamous World Council. Now, moving on to another group, Christian Science. But remember, it's Rockefeller, okay? Rockefeller was funding a lot of that. Now, in Christian Science, early in the 20th century, there was a divorce from the original teachings of Mary Baker Eddy. There was sort of a struggle going on here at the time. And the leadership of the newspaper, the Christian Science Monitor, changed. And it became actually what was one of the five newspapers that Professor Carol Quigley, in his book Tragedy and Hope, mentioned as being influenced by the Council on Foreign Relations, which was, as we've talked about before, an outgrowth of Cecil Rhodes's plan, quote, to take the government of the whole world, end quote, in Rhodes's own words. Now, why is that important? Well, a strategic individual, Erwin Canham, is the individual. He, Frederick Dixon, what you have is a previous editor of the Monitor. Dixon was early on, before Canham. He was editor in 1914 to 1922, a strategically important time. That's Dixon. And according to Erwin Canham, this fellow Dixon was, quote, on intimate terms with Colonel Edward Mandel House.
Old friend, Colonel House.
Oh, yeah, who was Woodrow Wilson's chief advisor and, as we've talked in the past, an agent of the power elite and, of course, a moving force behind the CFR. Well, if you look at what's called the Proceedings in Equity, it's a three-year set, 1919-1921. There was actually some litigation in the Christian Science Church. And, you know, there's a battle between Dixon and other board members. But anyway, they put this all in what's called their Proceedings in Equity. What happened on January 17 of 1917 was this fellow Dixon addresses the board. And because of that, one of the board members on that date introduces a resolution that says, it's resolved, quote, that the editor of the Christian Science Monitor be authorized to editorially and through the news columns of the Monitor endorse and support an alliance of the English-speaking peoples, so forth, end quote. Now, any of your listeners who have listened for a while know that that is the code for Cecil Rhodes's plan. We want to unite all the English-speaking peoples. Of course, it broadened out from that. You'd have Rhodes Scholars who were Germans and so forth. But basically, Ruskin, who was Rhodes's mentor, and Rhodes himself said, we are the best northern blood, and so on. It was an elitist concept. Now, who was Canham? I've been quoting Canham about this fellow Dixon. Well, Canham himself would become a Monitor editor, but initially he was a Rhodes Scholar named for Cecil Rhodes. And Canham was editor for a long time, from 1939 to 1964. And then for the next 10 years, he became editor-in-chief, 64 to 74. But he wasn't just he wasn't just that. He also was president of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. Now, you know, think about that, the control you can have over American business. And the American Society of Newspaper Editors. That's all the newspaper editors. He's a Rhodes Scholar, going to implement Cecil Rhodes' plan, editor of one of the five papers that's under their influence, president of, in effect, the businesses of the country, and the newspapers of the country. So, you know, talk about your strategic positioning. For most of Canham's editorship, there was also another Rhodes Scholar, Clayton Bion Craig, was on the board of directors of the church itself for most of that time, 1948 to 72. So this thing was really operational. In England, of course, you had both Lord Waldorf Astor, you know, the Waldorf Astoria, named him, and his wife, Lady Nancy Astor, who were Christian scientists, and they were members of Cecil Rhodes' Secret Circle of Initiates. That was a rather much smaller group than the larger association. So this is, you're getting to the inside circle here, and so was a fellow named Philip Kerr, who was also known as Lord Lothian. And of course, the Monitor would print his editorial columns often. A little later, a CFR member, Richard Nenneman, was a Monitor editor-in-chief from 1988 to 1993, during which time I give an example of a column that they published by CFR member Norman Cousins. He's also a World Federalist Association president, not by accident.
So these people are helping one another. They're getting their information out to the public as if it's impartial, but it's all designed to mold the attitudes of the people. And when you speak of the Monitor, of course, you're speaking of the Christian Science Monitor.
Right. And so Norman Cousins, World Federalist president, in this one column calls for, quote, a system of world interdependence, quote, and he claims that, quote, the national sovereign state in its present form is an anachronism, end quote. And then he goes on a little bit later in another edition of the Monitor, asking, quote, how to give the world court compulsory jurisdiction, end quote, because he knows the power of courts, especially in this country, the Supreme Court, so he wants to give the world court compulsory jurisdiction as well. Okay, well, moving on to another denomination, the Catholic Church, underwent rather dramatic changes with the Second Vatican Council in the 1960s. Prior to that, you had generally what was called a traditional view of Catholicism. But in the 1960s, under John the 23rd, as Pope, you had a Second Vatican Council, which was supposed to breathe, as they called it, fresh air into the Church, to bring it into modern times, which was the goal of the modernists like Pierre Teilhard de Chardin all along, and the theologians there who had gotten control of the interpretation. And so on December 7th of 1965, a Vatican document came out called Pastoral Constitution on the Church in the Modern World. It pronounced, quote, it is our clear duty to strain every muscle in working for the time when all war can be completely outlawed by international consent. This goal undoubtedly requires the establishment of some universal public authority, acknowledged as such by all, and endowed with the power to safeguard on behalf of all, end quote. In other words, a world government. And so the next year, on March 26th of 66, the new Pope, Paul VI, wrote to us what was called Populorum Progressio, calling for, quote, a new juridical order, end quote. And in there it stated, quote, who can fail to see the need and importance of thus gradually coming to the establishment of a world authority capable of taking effective action on the juridical and political planes? Delegates to organizations, public officials, gentlemen of the press, teachers and educators, all of you must realize that you have your part to play in the construction of a new world order, end quote. So here's that term again, just like Batten used way before President George H.W. Bush used the term. You have a pope advocating a world government. So what's basically going on is you have a shift. In Catholic terms, they would call it liberation theology. You know, we need to emphasize social action or a seamless garment. In other words, if a politician is pro-choice, but he feeds the poor and he's concerned about the environment, well, it's all one big, you know, seamless garment here, so it's okay to vote for him. I mean, nobody's perfect, all that sort of thing. And we'll pick up later.
Right, we'll be back with Dr. Dennis Cuddy in just a moment. There is an age-old plan to establish a world tyranny under a different God. We'll be right back.
I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply has something new. We have the finest in gun safes and new and used guns and reloading supplies. Now we have a new state-of-the-art gun range. Yes, for pistols and rifles, a beautiful well-lit 25-yard range with automatic retrieval. With a state-of-the-art ventilation systems, yes, you can try it before you buy it. We have gun rentals and instructors can be arranged. That's the new Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply and Gun Range. 970-221-5133, 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry. Private instructors welcome.
Hi, this is Michael at KHNC Radio, and I'd like to stop for a moment and talk about Andy's Painting and Handyman Services in Greeley. You know, those little things around the house, the yard, even the car, they can pile up and we can all fall behind. That's where Andy's comes in. They can help you with remodeling, plumbing, decks, floor tile, auto and home upholstery, woodworking, drywall, and painting, and so much more. Andy's done a lot of work for us here at the radio station and at home, so we can highly recommend them. That's Andy's Painting and Handyman Services at 815 37th Avenue Court in Greeley. You can call them at 970-576-5333. That's 970-576-5333. Andy's Painting and Handyman Services in Greeley. Tell them KHNC sent you. And thanks.
All veterans, I'm speaking with Jamie LaRue of Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866. Jamie, what benefits help a vet buy a home?
The Veterans Administration has a no-down payment home loan programs for veterans, reservists, and enlisted personnel.
So veterans learn more about your benefits. Call Jamie at Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866.
Our guest this morning is Dr. Dennis Cuddy. And what people do not understand, because, of course, we're never told by the controlled media, is there is an age-old plan to create a world government. It goes back to the time of Nimrod and in ancient Babylon, and it is being fulfilled today. I mean, you can go to Europe, see the European Union. This is a stepping stone. What is their emblem? Why, of course, it's the harlot riding the riding of the beast. And, you know, they know exactly what they're doing. That's why they built this new building for the European Union, which is a replica of the incomplete Tower of Babel. It's constructed, I believe, in Strasbourg. And so everyone understands, except you common folks out there, because we can't let you know that we intend to enslave you, to destroy existing religion and national sovereignty. But it's all there. I mean, it's so obvious. And we'll let Dr. Cuddy continue his chronology, how these things work together, and whether we see the Pope writing about the New World Order, or the socialists, or the communists, or the people financed by the Rockefellers and the Fords. It's all part of the same movement today. And that's why we're fighting in Iraq. We're not fighting there, you know, to help the Israelis or for oil, although these may be minor factors. It's really all about forcing the whole world into this world system and the destruction of the sovereignty of the United States, and with that, the loss of freedom for all of our people. Go ahead, Dr. Cuddy.
Well, right. Look at it. Communism, while the communists are there, remember, that's part of a dialectical process. The goal, as I said at the beginning, look at it in terms of if there's a power elite, if they're trying to move us towards a world socialist government, how does all of this fit? The Baptist Batten and the American Baptist Publishing Society publishing this this volume called The New World Order, talking about social control, communism as furthering this movement as part of a dialectic, as Rauschenbusch being a Fabian socialist and saying socialism's the goal and we're going to use religion to achieve that. I just mentioned about Catholicism and the Second Vatican Council. And so what you have is, in many Protestant as well as Catholic churches, you're really more likely today to hear a message about the need for social action rather than the need to accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior in order to be saved or and go to heaven. And I'm going to digress a little bit now from my article to explain this, because what they do, it's like Rauschenbusch. You take something Jesus said about you know, what we should do in our lives, how we should conduct our lives if you see somebody who's poor or hungry and so on. And what they do is that is used as a tool to shift time and emphasis in a different direction. And we've talked in the past about Tavistock and their process. It was called the Tavistock method, is what it was called. And I've mentioned before about how sometimes it's used. A preacher, if you question his new direction, will yell at you, and you're supposed to either cower and be quiet, or move on to some other church. And either way, you're no longer a problem. But it's a strategy. And they work with the national training laboratories, and what they do is they unfreeze the old values, they change, and then they refreeze into a new set of values, but without you knowing about it. Now, this is like a facilitator or a preacher or whatever who's moving in a different direction. In the Catholic Church in the 60s, coming out of the Second Vatican Council, you had the facilitators who are the theologians saying, what this all means is let your conscience be your guide. So that broke down the old traditional authority of the church, the priests, bishops, cardinals, pope, so forth, into this sort of independence. And under this seamless garment, you might even be pro-choice as long as you helped the poor and, you know, fed the hungry and so forth, did a lot of other good things in terms of social action. And in the 60s, it very much reflected the society's movement. Youngsters were breaking, you know, under rock music, and I've given quotes in the past how The Who and Mothers of Invention said this was a deliberate strategy of a revolution. They wanted to separate the young people from their parents, create this generation gap, give them the idea that they were independent. So you're independent of your parents. But at the same time, your values were being changed, and you were being reformed into this new morality, so that even though these young people, the hippies in the 60s, said, well, you know, we're independent, we're not like our parents, basically they were reshaped into this new morality where they even looked the same. You know, the long hair, jeans, beads, they all looked the same while claiming to be independent. And so what they had done was shifted the morality away from traditional biblical morality towards a humanistic do-your-own-thing morality, which fits very well with the socialist goals of the future. And you emphasize the group rather than individual. You know, not so much individual salvation is important, but this social action in your works and so forth and so on. And now, I'm not playing down your works. I mean, you know, according to James, you know, show me your salvation, I'll show you my works and so on. It one flows from the other, but remember, it's a shift in emphasis that's going on. And so in Protestant churches, they've more recently come under this strategy, and the Catholics have had to fight this for a long time, but now you're seeing it in the purpose-driven church and other things. Pardon. So an example I give is there's currently one popular religious figure who began pardon his ministry by what he said was, I went out and I took a survey, you know, door to door, of what the people wanted to be preached. A lot of people weren't going to church. So I, you know, said, what do you think a preacher should preach about in church? And then he formed his ministry on that basis, and then will hold you know, very popular leadership conferences and saying, this is our social action, this is our service. And so when I saw that recently, I said, now, you know, where, because, as I said, try and look at this as if there's a power lead and guiding all this stuff, not by accident. So where have I heard that language before? And so what I did was I went back to one of my volumes I looked at before, a book, Propaganda, 1928, by Edward Bernays, who was the father of public opinion. Now, remember, Rauschenbusch, the father of the social gospel, Bernays, Sigmund Freud's nephew, the father of public opinion. And he writes this book in 1928, Propaganda, it's called, same time that William Paley, head of CBS, was hiring Bernays to be his chief advisor. And in the book, he says, Bernays says, that in the future there would be a businessman-slash-politician type who would take, quote, a survey of public desires and demands in order to say, I must leave the people, am I not their servant? We'll pick up afterwards.
We'll be back in just a moment here with Dr. Dennis Cuddy.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The Inside Israel Institute study tour for 2006 begins on November the 5th. The tour includes sites in Jerusalem, lectures from local rabbis, professors, and ministers. The second week has a tour of the Galilee and the Dead Sea. The cost of the seminar is $1,325. For more information, call 1-858-324-1000. That's 1-858-324-1000. The Inside Israel Institute study tour of 2006.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Dr. Dennis Cuddy. Please go ahead, Dennis.
Okay. Just before the break, I was indicating how this popular preacher today was taking a survey of what the people thought should be preached in church, and then having leadership conferences and saying we need to have social action and a service mentality. And I indicated I had heard that before, and it's exactly the thing that Propaganda, the book by Edward Bernays, mentioned, that in the future, this was written in 1928, that in the future there would be someone who would take a survey of public desires and demands in order to say, I must lead the people, am I not their servant? And so it looks like this is following the playbook of the power elite. And so I went on and said that Bernays also wrote in Propaganda, those who manipulate the organized habits and opinions of the masses constitute an invisible government, which is the true ruling power of the country. It remains a fact that in almost every act of our daily lives, whether in the sphere of politics or business, in our social conduct, remember that, social conduct, or our ethical thinking, you know, that's like religion, ethical thinking, we are dominated by the relatively small number of persons. It is they who pull the wires which control the public mind, who harness old social forces and contrive new ways to bind and guide the world, end quote. And so what we have here is this a plan, and it's the power elite's plan to guide the world, and where they're guiding us is, as I've indicated, toward a world socialist government, and religion, of course, plays an important role in their plans. Cecil Rhodes, whom I mentioned, formed his secret society of the elect back in 1891 to, as I indicated, take the government of the whole world. And it was comprised, his organization, the Society of the Elect, of basically two smaller groups. One was a secret circle of initiates, and then there was a semi-secret larger group called Association of Helpers. And the latter group, the Association of Helpers, is the ones that formed something called the Round Table Group. Out of that, in England, there were others, you know, Canada, U.S., and so forth. But the first one was the Round Table Group in England. And according to Martin Ehrman, who Dr. Stan, you've had as a guest recently, in his book called Building the Kingdom of God on Earth, was published last year, in this book he says, quote, the principal method chosen by the group, that's the Round Table Group, to bring about that organic union of nations in a commonwealth embracing the whole world was to persuade the general public by various means of mass communication, remember, CBS, Edward Bernays, William Paley, and in particular through the activities of the churches, to accept a world federation as the only final basis of freedom and enduring peace, end quote. You'll hear those terms used many times, peace. You know, the Catholic Church and the Pope and so forth talk about peace. You know, we need the world of peace, how we can bring about peace. Remember, there's a shift in emphasis. And what they mean by that is worldly peace, which is the opposite of what Christ said. I mean, Christ, the Bible says, you think I've come to bring peace? No, it's not as the world knows peace. I come to bring a sword. It's the sword of division between those who accept me, Jesus Christ, Son of God, the Messiah, and those who don't. And so there's a fundamental shift in thinking going on. Move the people away from the traditional biblical teaching. Move them into this social action mentality or peace, but a different peace than the peace that Christ has been talking about. And it goes across denominations, whether you're talking about Christian Scientists, Catholics, Baptists, Methodists, whoever. And it's a long-term plan by these people, including Rauschenbusch and the Fabian Socialists, to bring about this world socialist government, but without the people knowing about it, you know, through mass communication techniques and skills and so on. And so what I'll do in my next part is go a little further into the specifics, which will be up, I I think I'll have it up this coming Monday. I try and have them up on Mondays, as to who was involved, who were the actual players from around the 1930s to actually put into place the mechanisms to bring this about and the implications of it. But as I said at the top of the program, I know it's a natural thing to say, well, you know, here's the purpose-driven church, here's what it's doing, we disagree, the biblical quotes aren't correct, and so forth. And that's fine. You know, it's fine to look at that, it's fine to look at the conflict between the Israelis and Hamas and Hezbollah and so forth on its face. That's okay. But once again, I would encourage listeners to also remember that there may be, in fact, I think there is, a larger agenda going on. So look at all of these things, whatever you see, the economy, whatever it is, immigration, whatever it is, look at it in terms of if there's this power elite and if they're trying to move us toward this world socialist government, how does whatever it is you're looking at fit into this dialectical process, this mass psychological control, this manipulation of the public through mass communications, media, whatever, through the churches? How does that fit with this larger agenda? I think that's really important, and for some reason a lot of people don't look at it that way or whatever, and so they're sort of confounded. It's sort of like, as you say, Dr. Stan, if you look at this logically, it doesn't make sense, but if you look at it in terms of this overall plan, this war, we war against principalities and powers, and it's a long time, you know, like you say, back to Nimrod, I mean, actually back to the Garden of Eden, where the dialectical process or values clarification is going on with Satan, you know, and he's tempting Eve. Did God really say you would die? I mean, did he really mean that? Let's have a little values clarification here. And so it's been going on a long time, and there are spiritual forces behind all of this. And in this particular instance, I'm trying to show how religion and the churches have been used by people in this process to change the thinking, to change the emphasis, to change the values away from traditional biblical teaching toward this new world view, which will fit with this world socialist government that the power elite is trying to bring about. And so that's what I'd encourage your listeners to think about and pray to God. Nothing will be accomplished without prayer to God. Be informed by listening to this show and other shows like it. And then not just saying, isn't that interesting, but actually doing something about it. I mean, you know, go to a library. Encourage their library to get the Dr. Stan's Brotherhood of Darkness or something. Do something. Don't just sit there.
God bless. Thanks very much, Dennis. Talk to you later.
Thanks.
And I'm looking forward to the next next posting. It'll be next Monday at newsreviews.com.
Larry Adams here, always fighting chaos. I invite you to listen to my fun and informative shows Sunday afternoons at 2, often with fun and informative guests, reminding you to please support all of our sponsors and let them know you heard it here. And encourage others to advertise with 1360, the voice of the lion. I would love to meet with any potential advertisers and sponsors. See you Sunday afternoons at 2 for What Now with Larry Adams.
Buffalo Bill Cody, frontiersman, buffalo hunter, showman, not exactly a guy who was easily entertained. That's why he spent so much time in Denver. There was always something going on, just like today. From world-class sports, shopping, performing arts, museums, and restaurants, Denver has it all. Why go anywhere else? Invite your family to experience a Mile High Energy, too. Find visitor specials for the holidays, New Year's, and beyond at denver.org. Sponsored by the Denver Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Pain, it can really affect your day. If you're looking for a natural way to help with your pain, Healthy Nature's NutriPain may be just for you. Whole dried herbs are specially blended to help ease your muscles or sore joints. A 60-capsule bottle is just $12.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 and ask for Healthy Nature's NutriPain.
Like to read what Dr. Cuddy presented this morning, you'll find it at newswithviews.com under his name. You can see the writers there listed on the left side of the screen, and just pick up Dr. Cuddy, and then what you ought to do is pull down all of his things and read them through and read them through again. And once again, I would mention we want to get his books back in print. Secret Records Revealed, one of the most important books he's written, and if you'd like a pre-publication offer of a whole case of his books for $149.95, give us a call. It's almost 300 pages, complete with index, epilogue, to bring it right up to date. You need to have the information to show others to help us get the information out. So that Secret Records Revealed, if you'd like to get a full case of the books, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Then, of course, let me mention my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get it. You need to read it. You need to get it in other people's hands to help them understand we are fighting a spiritual battle on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. The war that's being fought in Iraq and Afghanistan today is simply a diversion, and all those people dying there, well, it's good for population control, but it also, you know, helps to get our attention away from what's really going on. For as America goes, so goes the world. And America's pastor, picked by Time magazine, his name is Rick Warren. He has actually trained over 400,000 ministers throughout the entire world, and they're taking over entire countries to bring about the peace plan. And Rick Warren has been back to talk to the members of the Council on Foreign Relations. He appeared, talked to UNESCO, mobilizing the world to pursue this plan that has nothing to do with Christianity. It is that same old plan, the New World Order, the new world religion, a religion without Jesus Christ. Oh, you may talk about Jesus Christ, but the message of Christianity has been changed, as has the music of the church. And we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And I don't know where it's going to survive. But you should be involved, and you should help us. Go to my website at RadioLiberty.com if you'd like a free copy of my August newsletter. It's posted up on the Internet at RadioLiberty.com. If you don't have access to the Internet, why, we'll be glad to send you one free of charge. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And, of course, if you'd like to get one of our catalogs, we'll be glad to send it to you. List all of the products we're carrying. We have some great new DVDs on what happened on 9/11. 911, Press for the Truth. It's the story of the Jersey Girls, the four women who lost their husbands in the World Trade Center debacle, and their effort to find out what really happened. And they were responsible for the 911 commission. Of course, it ended up being a cover-up because five of the 10 commissioners just happened, just by chance, to come from the Council on Foreign Relations. And one of those, of course, has been a member of the Trilateral Commission for 10 years. And then, of course, Philip Zelikow, who was really in charge of the whole commission. Well, he'd written a book with Condoleezza Rice, member of the Council on Foreign Relations. And if you look at Wikipedia, what's his specialty? Why, creating myths. Creating myths. And that's what it's all about. They don't dare let you know what really happened. We also have other videos. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
You're listening to the American Freedom Network, now on the World Wide Web at www.americanewsnet.com.
Pure drinking water is essential to a healthy life, and everyone using the British Birkfield and Berkey series of water filters will benefit by adding the PF4 reduction elements to their system. The PF4 works to help absorb MTBE, fluoride, lead, and arsenic, as well as DBCPs, THMs, and various pesticides and herbicides, and heavy metal ions. A set of four PF4 filters are available for only $85 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245.
Hi, this is Michael Golden.
And Danny Golden, back by request.
And Voice of Many Waters invites you to join us
for a special night of praise and worship
and prophetic dance
on Saturday night, October 28th at 7 p.m.